Steelers prepare for us, as did the Ravens. So we got our work cut out for us.
Why is Ben so tough to deal with?
I mean, I've been playing against him for a while, man. It's like he's kind of like Houdini almost, you know. I mean, you think you might have a free shot at him, and he does such a great job of maneuvering his body one way or the other and staying alive and making big plays for them.
He's a big guy too, so often doesn't feel it, huh?
He is, man, and like I say, he do a great job. You just got to try to go bear hug him and like make the referees call the play there.
And one thing, they are quick starters. I mean, they usually first quarter, they usually get the jump on teams.
Yeah, they do. They do. Josh, he threw out a stat another day, and you really don't realize it because you focus on the team you're playing against every week. And like when he threw, told us how fast they start, it was kind of surprising. But Super Bowl champs, so what do you expect?
You expect them to go no huddle like Baltimore did against you guys?
I mean, everybody's following the same pattern. Everybody try to their own little version of the no huddle. As long as guys we communicate and our crowd be loud, hopefully they run them out of it.
Did it create problems for you guys? Because in Baltimore, they didn't hurry up.
It wasn't. I don't think it created any problems. We handled it pretty well. Like I said, we do a good job of communicating. The coach prepares throughout the week. So I don't think it created any problems.
You guys got to do some tightening up, because the first time we saw a Baltimore team in the second half, they was able to move the ball on you guys.
Yeah, they did. They did. They did a good job. There were some things that we could have did a lot better, which if we would have got Flacco down, we had a couple penalties that kept the drive going. So, I mean, it was, stuff that we caused on ourselves also.
Is there any sense that you guys grow and learn more coming off a loss than all the wins?
No, I mean, I think you can learn when you lose and win. It's easier to take criticism when you win, but, you can learn both ways.
Throughout that winning streak, you guys were never too high. I assume you don't get too low after losses.
Of course, you can't. I mean, no one in this locker room ever predicted that we was going to go 16-0. I mean, our goal is to just continue to just improve week in and week out, get better each and every week. And, there's some things that we learned from Baltimore that hopefully, we correct throughout the rest of the year.